A lot of the menu items are rotating, but we're always trying different things. We have a family-style eating dynamic in the dining room.
Which means
room.
I eat most of the food there, and I try to take it from the rest of the family.
They have one adult at each table who eats most of the food.
Right, yeah, and a kid's table.
We like to make sure that everybody gets some of the food on the plate.
Got it.
We try to encourage the students to try everything so that they get an exposure to different things.
Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Will Markert, the sous chef from Eagle Brook School in Deerfield. Now, we like to focus on local and sourcing local, but when you have to prepare food for so many people so frequently, it becomes increasingly more difficult. So, Will, what's the strategy that Eagle Brook uses to try to make sure you're sourcing local and getting some fresh, healthy local food into the mouths of the students you're working with?
Well, Eagle Brook has been around for 100 years. We're no stranger to working with our neighbors, and we have longstanding relationships with lots of our vendors. We're ordering food every day, bringing in fresh produce. We are constantly trying to come up with new and interesting ways to prepare nutritious foods for the students there.
I'm sure you have kids from all over the country and the world. How do you encourage them to eat healthy and including local things?
They're kids. They love spaghetti and meat sauce, but we try to let all of the different cultures influence the items that we're putting on the menu.
What are some of the interesting things from other cultures that are part of the menu at Eagle Brook?
Just last week, we tried a Thai chicken curry dish with some vermicelli noodles that was a big hit. That was a new one for us. They gobbled it right up.
I'm curious. I know that some institutions have worked hard around cutting down on food waste so that they have actually more money for the higher quality ingredients that get to the plate. Wondering what Eagle Brook has looked at around things like that.
We try to utilize our product in the most efficient way possible. We know how many students and faculty we're going to be feeding each day.
How many?
250 students plus around 100 faculty and staff. So 350, give or take. We also work with Salvation Army and a number of other community meal providers and donate a lot of the food that doesn't get used. So there's really not a lot of waste.
How does the menu change over the seasons, depending on your local ingredients?
We try to keep a lot of the standard salad stuff going all year, but, you know, especially now in the spring, we're coming into lettuce from the local farms, spinach and fresh herbs. So really looking forward to that. We've got some beautiful greens from the kitchen garden. We actually just did a global awareness dinner. That's sort of how we've been celebrating Earth Day. It's been sort of an ongoing educational experience throughout the month. At this particular dinner, we brought in all of our menu items from local farmers.
I'm speaking with Will Markert, who's the sous chef at Eagle Brook School in Deerfield. When I was a kid in school, the school lunches were terrible.
Literally to die for.
Yeah. However, I thought they were delicious. Chicken nugget day was Tuesday, and pizza day was Friday. And I always look forward to that. Are there things that you're preparing at Eagle Brook that the kids are they're clamoring for?
It's hard to beat chicken nuggets, and we serve those.
See, it's good to know that the traditions continue.
We serve that, but we make it scratch with fresh chicken. So they're really getting that benefit over something frozen out of a box. And it's really exciting for us and for the students how we have such an interactive experience having an open kitchen dynamic where the students get to come in, they get to see the food being prepared, serve it to their own tables and eat with their peers, really get to discuss the food and just see where it's coming from. It makes it that much more special and helps them be that much more connected to the food they're eating.
What day is Chicken Nugget Day, just in case I happen to be driving through?
Well, they probably like it to be every day, but we try to mix it up a little bit. So you might find it on the weekend. We try to make it maybe a little more fun and casual on a Saturday.
Yeah, because it's a boarding school for those who don't know.
Exactly, yes. And we also have day students.
And that's when I'll be coming for chicken nuggets.
Sounds good.
So what did you bring?
This is an apple streusel muffin that we prepared in our bake shop. We do bake all of our own fresh breads and desserts in-house. We grind our own wheat berries for a lot of our flour as well. There's nothing like a slice of warm bread hitting the table after a hard day in the classroom or before going into the next soccer game. It's really a nice perk if you're attending the school there.
And I get to eat
yes, you do.
The whole thing because because it's still Passover, Phil. So
it is.
It's all for me.
And I thought there'd be a matzah muffin, but I didn't let them know ahead of time.
Love the crumbles.
Yeah, it's delicious, Phil. You want me to hold on to this for you?
Yeah,
for
could
a couple
you hold on
days?
To? Yeah, just a couple more days. Could you do that?
Top of the muffin to you,
Will Markert, the sous chef from Eagle Brook School in Deerfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero. Folks, you can still tell your stories if you've got a farm story to tell. For Field Notes, which is happening in November, they're looking for submissions. You can find out all the details at buylocalfood.org.